And now, the shopping forecast, brought to you by Offshop, in association with the Serial Box Design Appreciation Society, at 2300 hours on the 2nd of September 2014. The range, B&M and Home Bargains. Store orangeness, 78. There have been protests from orange lovers outside these stores, claiming that the reason these stores use orange in their logos but don't sell oranges is because they're being held in a chamber somewhere in Birmingham, and subjected to interview techniques banned by the European Union. We all know oranges don't actually talk, but the Rangers always wanted to know what a Satsuma is like once you get it alone. B&Q, not featured in this supermarket summary, has issued a statement stating that it doesn't sell oranges because you can't bash a nail into a wall with a fruit. You can. Last night I put some shelves up using nothing but a pineapple. B&M have said that they sell orange candles and Jaffa cakes. Fucking Jaffa cakes. I hate you, McVitie's. You should be ashamed. If I wanted an orange cake, I'd have made an orange cake. This week's featured candle is Mystical Horizon, a hint of smoked raspberry with the smell of the morning after bonfire night. Annie Lennox rated these candles as sweet dreams. Jack Fulton, Iceland and Farm Foods. Ice thickness 15, with a not-so-coldy hands rating in most stores. Toasty, occasionally nippy. The snow problem has been sorted out now, but you might find the odd igloo in the corner. There is a code of conduct to follow in Iceland, as there is a problem with the pipeline that removes the ice from the land. This means you may have to use an umbrella to stop any rogue icicles from falling onto your shopping, and possibly your head. An icicle dropped on my friend's head once, and yes, it was funny for a while, because she looked like a unicorn, but afterwards it was not so funny because the blood got out of her head. We had to explain the situation to A&E. If you see the Macaulay Culkin face anywhere in store, you can get 28.9% off any drug paraphernalia in the meat section. Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. In Asda, the accident from a few weeks ago has re-accidented again in aisles 15 and 16. 4.5 more trolleys have overturned. A shrine to the fallen trolleys has been erected in the nearby ice cream aisle, resulting in the moving of the toilet roll, tampons, condoms and toothpaste. Sounds like a party to me. Although lives have not been lost, a number of trolleys have had to go to the recycling centre. A ceremony to remember the fallen trolleys will take place on Friday, which may cause some backlog issues. Following the Black Friday sales, these stores have had to replace some of the fixtures and fittings. One man was hung from an oversized Christmas bauble in a battle to take the last television, and an old woman attacked a child with a frozen garlic bread after the child refused to swap it for a frozen Elsa doll. The child claimed the garlic bread was not in the film, so it was bonked on the nose and left to cry. The garlic bread was unavailable for comment. The cooperative, Aldi, Lidl, and Morrison's. You burden me with your questions. You'd have me tell no lies. You're always asking what it's all about, but don't listen to my replies. You say to me I don't talk enough, but when I do I'm a fool. These times I've spent, I've realised I'm going to shoot through and leave you. The things you say, your purple prose just gives you away. The things you say, you're unbelievable. M&S Food and Waitrose. Christmas has smashed into these stores like a sleigh into a school. There's Christmas everywhere. Santa is still based in M&S, and in Waitrose the queues have lengthened. Comet and Dancer tried to sabotage Rudolph's autograph signing by setting the fire alarms off last weekend, and someone also tried to take Rudolph during the Black Friday sales. Although they did manage to take the leather jacket given to him by his girlfriend, who modelled for Baby Sham, it was only his ego that was bruised. Plus, a little bit of his left antler is missing, which is now embedded into a man's intestines and can't be removed. And now for this week's milk quality. Milk capacity, 66%. The cream strength is 6,000. A nice number if you like the number 6. I really like the number 6, and the zeros just make this more like my number. It's very tasty this week, if I do say so myself. I really enjoy it with a Cadbury's flake. It is suspected that this week's milk has come from cows or the mouths of baby cows after feeding from nanny cows. It's morally wrong, but very nice. Offshop have advised that, with the chance of snow soon, we remember that not everything that's white is milk. This needed to be reiterated after a room full of mechanics drank a paint mixture and went to hospital, and a local girl tried to drink her bread. The smile rating is 190. That's good to moderate. Dribble needs a 56. That's the shopping forecast, and I'm banging the guy who wrote this.